Late blight in potatoes and tomatoes. We're visiting today with Amanda Gevins, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb. Amanda, what's happening with late blight?
Yes, at this point in the season, we don't actually have late blight in any production fields or in home gardens, which is great news. Our disease forecasting tools are telling us that we've had the right weather to favor late blight if the pathogen is around. This tool lets us know when we've had the right temperature and humidity, which would favor the development of late blight in tomato and potato crops.
So what would it look like if someone suspects they have late blight?
The typical symptoms of late blight are typically circular or irregularly shaped, brown, water-soaked looking lesions on the leaves. The lesions can appear on stems as well, and that brown discoloration can often become covered in a white to gray fuzz.
So what should someone do if they suspect late blight in their garden?
We are taking free late blight samples in at the Plant Disease Diagnostic Clinic at 1630 Linden Drive here on campus in Madison. And our diagnostician is more than happy to look at plants directly in the clinic, or he will receive photos by email.
And then what will people do if it is positively identified as late blight?
It is a regulated disease because it can drastically impact the economics of our agricultural community. We have to report it. I will recommend that the grower destroy the plant if it's a single plant. If it's a group of plants in a larger field, I will have them destroy just those plants affected, plus some plants along the perimeter of that infected area, because often there are a greater number of plants infected, but they're just not showing symptoms yet.
So if someone had late blights in their plants last year, should they be concerned about it this year?
The late blight pathogen that we have here in the U.S. is not one that can be soil-borne, but the late blight pathogen can stick around in potato tubers. That could be a source. If there were any tomato plant parts that were infected that you had composted from last year's gardening efforts, that too can provide a reservoir for the pathogen. So it really does require either a tomato or potato plant that in some way was kept alive over the winter months.
So are there some tomato varieties that are resistant to late blight?
Yes, there are several tomato varieties that have very strong late blight resistance. We've been recommending them for several years now. One of them is known as Iron Lady. Additional varieties with late blight resistance include Defiant, Mountain Magic, and Plum Regal. The seed is available through a number of commercial seed suppliers.
We've been visiting with Amanda Gevins, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb.